Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, the Birch Kid joins us on Fridays. No game this week, but that's okay because there's a lot of news going on surrounding our Lions. What's up, my man? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? I'm doing great. How about you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, Birch.
Yep. So a story came out, a follow-up, Mike Florio, that the NFL told him that nobody from their crew told Dan Campbell that that call came from New York. You know, one of the things that happens at these games is on the field, there's all kinds of people working. Is it possible somebody not affiliated with the officiating crew said that to Dan Campbell and that's where he got it from, but a worker down there?
We're still on this, huh?
Well, not really, but it just came back out because of the story of Florio.
No, I got you. No, so, when I asked around for some clarity on that situation a week ago or whenever it happened, the way it was explained to me and what I believe to be the truth is that during game days, and you guys know this, there is a sideline judge on each sideline whose main job, among other responsibilities, is to serve as the main point of contact for each head coach, to relay decisions made on the field that might otherwise be confusing on the sideline. And as I understand it, as it was explained to me, the sideline judge, after that call was made, consulted with Dan Campbell and told him that the call came from upstairs. Now, in the NFL, upstairs is a bit of a loaded word. It could mean literally upstairs in the replay booth in Kansas City in the stadium, or it could mean more colloquially, like up the NFL ladder from a higher authority, i.e. the replay booth and the replay assistants in New York. And again, as I understand it, Dan heard upstairs and may have interpreted that to mean New York, when in fact the sideline judge meant just on site. Now, either way, I still think that qualifies as a violation of the NFL's own protocol as to when they can and can't receive replay assistance. And it might be as simple as that sideline judge was misinformed, but that's where some of the disconnect lies. And it felt like in some ways a week later, the NFL had to follow the precedent that it had set when it conducted the double review that in this case went to the Lions' benefit. So I'm not surprised the NFL hasn't admitted any kind of error. I think this might just be a misinterpretation issue. And the fact is, even though it was the head official who conferred with Dan after that play was reversed in Kansas City, he was only explaining to Dan exactly why the play was deemed illegal and not how they arrived at that decision. That, as I understand it, came from the sideline judge, and he either had bad information or relayed information that Dan may have misinterpreted. So kind of a long-winded explanation, but maybe that helps.
Yeah, no, I mean, the very well sounds like it could be the case.
Yeah, but they, as you point out, the next week, you know, we get the game on Monday night, and there's a couple of calls that, you know, could have gone either way. And they both went in the benefit of the Lions. One was the interception call, which I thought was the right call, but you could understand if it wasn't called that way. And the other was the quarterback with the knee down, or was it maybe it was Otten? They had the knee down as he's reaching, reaching forward for the first down, and then fumbles as the ball hits the ground. But his knee was down, and both of those calls were razor thin margins. If I was up in the booth and or an official in that, I would probably say, got to go with whatever the call was on the field, because I don't think it's enough to overturn. Do you think the Lions benefited from all the noise from the previous week?
Possibly. I mean, I do think that the NFL set a precedent that they're kind of obligated to abide by moving forward if they're going to set that precedent on national TV with the whole league watching. And, Dan Campbell was the first one to say on Monday or Tuesday, sorry, after that game, he had never seen a double review like that in the NFL where the call was upheld and then the actual review was overturned upon further review after a second enhanced visual came in from the TV broadcast. So maybe, and when Dan was asked that question, you know, do you feel like what happened last week played any role in the call going in your favor this week? He was like, I don't know, man. Which I think was his way of saying, you can say it, not me. I mean, right. He's not really in a position to make that statement, but it was interesting that it kind of came full circle a week later.
Okay, you're down there. The trade stuff has started to percolate amongst the media. What is your sense for what the Lions are really thinking? And this is just your opinion, but what is your sense for what they're really thinking as we approach a trade deadline?
I think what they're really thinking is that they've got two major pieces hopefully rejoining this defensive line soon, which is probably where most of the trade chatter lies, in Marcus Davenport and hopefully Josh Pascal. Pascal seems like just maybe a bit of a more of a question mark because we haven't received a firm update on him, and he's already well past an expected 4-week recovery time that the Lions outlined for him back in training camp. But they do expect to have Davenport by the end of November, early December, and ideally, you would get Pascal back in the mix around the same time. And, I mean, those two guys are as good as probably any realistically available pass rusher on the open market. I know Salen Phillips' name from the Dolphins has been floated out there. Cam Jordan from the Saints has been floated out there. He's well removed from his sort of all-pro, Pro Bowl peak. And I don't know, maybe one interesting one at that position is Tyree Wilson, who was not long ago a pretty high draft pick, I believe a top 15 pick. And he's been pretty inconsistent in three seasons with the Raiders. And maybe that's a team facing an uncertain future that opts to trade him for picks. But again, I don't know if any of those three guys are better than either or both of Davenport and Pascal. And then I'd also point out here, guys, that Al-Qaeda Muhammad has slowly and maybe quietly established himself as a very reliable and productive pass rusher opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And, you know, there was obviously so much angst entering the season as to who was going to be that guy on the other side of Hutch. And if you believe in the advanced statistics and the Pro Football Focus grades and the pass rush win rate and the QB pressures, he has been a top 20 pass rusher in the NFL. And if you had asked any Lions fan, hey, would you take a top 20 pass rusher this year opposite Hutchinson entering the season? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Every single person would have signed right up. And I'll reiterate my point for the third time. I don't think anyone they're adding on the open market is going to be better than that. They're only, last I looked, one of three teams, I think, with three top 20 pass rushers by those metrics that I just referenced. So the need there might not be as extreme as it felt entering the season. And, obviously the secondary is coming back to health here soon, and Branch will return from his suspension. I wonder if maybe it's offensive line where they look, and knowing that Taylor Decker is probably going to be battling his shoulder for the rest of the year, and that if he has to miss more time or, heaven forbid, has to be shut down, I don't think they can really trust Manu or Dan Skipper to step in there. So maybe that's the position where they target some more depth before November 4th.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that because Taylor Decker, after the game, said didn't feel great, getting back out there on the field, even though his play was more than adequate, but he didn't feel great. And if that is something that is going to linger, I mean, I've maintained for a while here, I don't think the number one priority going to the trade deadline is pass rusher. I think it's, I thought it was defensive back, but it may now be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Offensive tackle.
Yeah, it's crazy how that has pivoted from a year ago. And, you know, it's not a reflection at all on how the offensive line has played when healthy. In fact, I've been kind of blown away at how seamlessly, aside from that week one debacle in Green Bay, this starting unit has picked up where it left off despite losing an all-pro center and a Pro Bowl guard in Frank Ragnow and Kevin Zeitler. But I was just looking up some numbers this morning. They allowed a pressure rate from 2023 to 2024, and I think we all would agree they had one of the two best offensive lines in the NFL, of 34.1%. So on 34.1% of Jared Goff's dropbacks, he was under pressure. That pressure rate this year is 33.9%. It's actually marginally improved. And they averaged on the ground 4.6 yards per carry over the prior two seasons. This year, after Gibbs' big night on Monday night, they're at 4.5. I mean, this offensive line has operated incredibly well and really has maintained the lofty standard that was set over the past 2-3 seasons. But to answer your question, Gator, yeah, I do think they need to have honest conversations with Taylor Decker and with themselves about what they have behind Taylor Decker. And, you know, look, there's a lot of familiarity and trust with Dan Skipper. I just don't know if they would feel entirely comfortable entering the stretch run or the playoffs should they get there without Decker, with Skipper being a guy. And I think it's pretty clear after having watched Gio Manu in that Cincinnati game that he's not ready for that assignment either. So I do think that is a position worth monitoring over the next 2-3 weeks here.
Real quick, when they hit the field against Minnesota, how many guys from the secondary are expected to be back?
I believe that Terrion will be back. Kirby Joseph will be back. Obviously, Brian Branch will be back. And I think DJ Reed, while not against the Vikings, should return at some point in November. So that unit obviously will be fortified. And it's a bit of a bummer for the Legion of Boom, isn't it? Yeah. I feel like they deserve more opportunities. But if you can add two all-pro safeties and two starting quarterbacks, you don't say no to that.
Yep. Hey, thanks for your time, Birchie. As always, great job. And we will talk again next week.
You guys got it. Talk soon.
There he is, the Birchie Kid here on 97.1 The Ticket. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Straight ahead here on The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.